still come down and move it. You just want to talk. What does Sarah talk about? You just...
Fine.
What do you mean? What? You wanted to talk, so I'm letting you talk. Listen, I'm giving you the option to talk. And if you don't start talking in the next 30 seconds, I'm throwing you out of my house. So I'll be a patient person. Go. You're really asking me as to why I haven't talked to you.
Really?
Well, let's see. You've been blatantly avoiding me for a very long time now. I've tried reaching out, you've ignored me. I've tried saying hi to you, you've ignored me. And when I'm in a vicinity or an event with you, you leave. So what's the point of me being there or being around you when I'm not needed? There's literally no point. Listen, I don't know what I did wrong. It seems like I'm the suspect. In reality, I don't know what the fuck I did wrong to make you hate me at this point. It seems like you hate me, seems like you despise me. I don't know what I did wrong. And the fact that I am the person that I am, the fact that I have to stand here, standing up for myself, but then I have to break down and tell you that I'm sorry for something that I don't even know I did wrong. What did I do wrong? Last time I checked, I was there for my best friend. I've always been there for you, every step of the way. And then you decided to just drop me like a hot potato. With no explanation at all. Just decided to drop me off the face of the planet. With no explanation. So. Are you gonna tell me why you're like this? Or do I have to kick you out? You're doing this because you care about me? You're doing this because you care about me? Really? Yeah? Yeah? Ignoring and leaving your best friend alone for that long means that you care about me? The one person that does not judge you for anything, even the stupid shit that you've done for many, many years. The person that has been there with you through every breakup. The person that has been there with you through every family fucking drama. You still have the audacity to stay right here, and tell me that you stopped talking to me because you cared about me. Last time I checked, that's not how a friendship goes, especially a friendship like ours. Because I know in this friendship, we don't bullshit. We tell the truth. And right now, you're bullshitting. And I don't know why. Why do you keep bullshitting you? I'm calling you out and you're still... I can't believe I'm like this. What do I mean? I still can't believe that I still care about you. I can't believe I'm like this. I don't want to care about you, because it's true that you don't want to care about me. You don't care about me. You drop me. You don't care. But guess what? I still care about you. Because you know why? You really want to know why? I still care about you because you're my best friend. I still care about you because we've known each other since we were kids. Since we were fucking diapers. I'm still here. I'm still caring about you because I love you. I'm standing right here, staring at you, telling you that I still care about you because I'm still in love with you. Yeah. You heard me? Yeah. The person that you are avoiding, the person that you're ignoring, the person that you don't want to be around, don't want to see, aka me, is standing right here, telling you dead in the eye that I am in love with you. And I've been in love with you for years. And it sucks. Do you know how hard it is to fall in love with your best friend? And knowing that they don't feel the same? Because for years, I've seen you go through every single girlfriend that you've had. And they've treated you like shit. But guess what I did? While every girl was leaving you, dropping you off in the corner, I stood by your side because I was in love with you. Yeah. Not only am I a good best friend, but I'm a good fucking person. Unlike you, when you just... And the fact that you haven't said anything. Just... You're still not going to say anything? Not going to react, or even leave, or even do anything of the matter? See, sometimes this is why I don't even want to open my mouth with anything. I'm always afraid of being judged, being talked about. And the one person that I cared so much about, the one that has made me the happiest girl ever, is standing in front of me, judging me. And not even verbally judging me, but mentally judging me. Listen, I don't know what you want. You just have to be transparent with me. Tell me. Tell me the truth. Tell me right now. Tell me the truth right now that you do not feel the same. So, I'm assuming you feel the same. I get the message. Mm-hmm. Okay, the message very clear. But I have a question. Why did you still avoid me? Because your feelings for me were growing stronger and you couldn't handle it. Yeah, I understand. You didn't know if I felt the same way. Well, I hope this answers your question. Where? Take this off. Yeah. Got caught in my hair. It's okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I love neck kisses, and you know that.
Yeah, you love me too.
Yeah. Just wanted to hear you say that. Mm-hmm. You've always told me that you like the kisses. Have a neck bite. Judging by that growl, I know you like neck bites. Mm. You want to make me feel good? Yeah? I just never thought I would get this view of you being between my legs. I mean, I'm not complaining at all. Just never thought this would happen. Yeah. I mean, I've dreamt about this for you. Want me to shut up? You want me to shut up? Oh, you want me to shut up? Okay. Oh, shut up. I'll stop talking. Yeah, it's making me feel really good. Yeah, it's making me feel really good, really, really good. Yeah. Oh, just like that. You like when I play with my tits? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, please don't fuck me. Oh, please don't fuck me. Oh. Oh, rub my clue in your tongue. Fuck me, please. Please. You want me to grab your hair? Like this? Oh my God, keep doing that. Please, 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 please. Yeah, just like that, just like that. Oh.
Yeah, put a finger in. This feels good. This feels good. This feels good. You gonna put another finger? Oh, you're gonna put another finger? Yeah, this feels really fucking good. This feels so good. Oh, this feels so good. I needed this. Yeah, I really needed this. Oh, this. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes. Can you finger fuck me? Can you please finger fuck me? Finger fuck me while you rub my clit, please. Please. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Oh my god. Yeah, keep doing that, keep doing that, keep doing that, keep doing that. Oh, just like that. Oh my god. Yeah, let me move my legs. Oh, let me move my legs. Oh my god. Oh my god. Keep doing that. Oh my god. Keep doing that. I'm gonna come. Keep fucking doing that. I'm gonna fucking come on your face. Yeah. Yeah. You want me to come on your face? Come on your face. Put your mouth on it. Put your fucking mouth on it. Oh my god. 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 I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Wow. Your mouth. Your fingers. Your jaw. Wow. That was very, very unexpected. Yeah, very expected. It tastes good. Yeah, it tastes good. Yeah, I do. I want to make you feel good. What? You don't want me to go down on you? No? You're already eager. you just want to do it? Yeah? You've always wanted to be inside me? I've always wanted you to be inside me. I've always wanted to feel you around my pussy. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Your tip is going up and down my clit. Holy fuck. Oh, this feels good. Yeah, it really does. It really does. Fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me. Mm-hmm. Be inside me. Please be inside me. Fuck, you're huge. Fuck, you're big. Holy shit. Oh. Oh. Wait. Give me a minute. Yeah, it's just been a while for me, and you're really, really big, so I need a minute to, let me just, yeah, I just need to adjust, yeah, oh my god, wow, you're finally inside me, my best friend's already inside me, he's finally inside. And he feels really good. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, please fuck me. Come here. I've always wanted this. Fuck. You feel so fucking good. You feel really good. Faster, faster. Oh my god. I remember. Wait. I remember like joining you. Yeah, I want you closer to me. Oh, that makes you go deeper. Oh, you're already deeper in me. Yeah. Keep going. There you go. Yeah. Oh, bite my neck, yes. Please bite my neck when you fuck me. Oh, please bite my neck when you fuck me. Please bite your neck when you fuck me. Yeah. You want me to whisper? Are you sitting here? Yeah. You feel so good. You feel so good inside me. Yes. I fucking need this. You have no idea how badly I've been thinking about this for years. Yeah. Just your fat fucking cock inside me. I've always wanted this. Yeah. I'm okay though. Yeah, I'm okay. I promise. Hey, if I wasn't okay, I would have told you. Yeah. Let me catch my breath first. Hold on, I really hope you saying you love me wasn't an excuse to get inside me. I hope. Let me say it again. Let me process my thoughts. Lay down. All I meant to say was, I really hope you saying that you loved me wasn't just an excuse to fuck me. Because if it was, I will hate you for the rest of your life. It wasn't? Good. Because I really do fucking love you. And I'm really fucking happy I get to say that to you. Yeah. Give me a kiss. Your lips are very intoxicating. Both Well, kissing me and going down on me, they're both intoxicating. Listen, and look at me when I tell you this. I know your experiences with other girls were not the best, to say the least. They were not the best. However, I'm not them. We've been best friends for so many fucking years, and I've always been by your side. And I will always be by your side. Always. You never have to worry about me. You never have to overthink if I'm doing something behind your back or whatever. Whatever those horrible thoughts you have, or the other girls that you've been with. Because I understand. I do understand, because I practically lived them with you. So I'm here to say this with my entire chest. So you better listen very well. I promise to never break your heart. I promise you that. Scout's honor. I'm giving you the full scout's honor and everything. I'm giving you the full scout's honor, man. I promise to never hurt you. Never. Because someone as amazing as you, you deserve the world. And I hope I can give you the world and more. Because that's what you deserve. And not to be any more cheesing or cheesy. Cheesing. Sorry, I'm hungry. Yeah, that session made me hungry. But not to be more cheesy with my words, but I guess it would be an honor to have my heart broken by a fantastic I told you I was cheesy. I told you I'm cheesy. Listen. Promise that I'll never hurt you, and I'll never leave you, and I'll always be there for you. Okay? Yeah? Okay. Well, this happened. This very much just happened. I'm not complaining. Hey, I'm not complaining at all. But as we just confessed our love for each other, I am asking you, the girl asking the guy, on an official date. We're gonna be cheesy. I don't care if we stay indoors. I don't care if we stay outdoors. Preferably outdoors, because I need nature back in my life. We can go out, picnic. We can have a little picnic. By that forest, not that far away. Yeah, the forest that we went to. The forest we went to a couple years ago. Yeah, we can go there for a picnic. And we can walk around, do couples shit and stuff like that if you want. Yeah? You want to? Because I really want to. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now I can't stop smiling. I really can't stop smiling. Wow. I never thought this would happen. But I'm very glad it did. I love you so much. I love you more. Now I love you more. Now I love you more. No. We're not having this fight. We're not even having this fight already. No. I love you more. I love you more. I love you more. Psh. No, I love you.